Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Thanks to Brian Gertz and Connor O'Donnell for getting us operating on Twitch this morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting email.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday, June 16th.
Absolutely. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
We're in the final second. The Chicago Bulls.
Fourth title. It's the anniversary. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
Atkins, long two, no good. Rees offensive rebound for her 10th. Gets the foul and the bucket. Angel Rees guiding Chicago here on the road.
Triple-double.
Triple-double for Angel Rees.
They beat
first
the sun.
Of his career.
They blocked out the sun.
And they blocked out the sun. I like that. What a delight to have... Marshall Harris here. He's right here.
Yo.
Hello, Marshall.
Angel Rees, the second youngest player ever to record a triple-double. I won't tell you who the first one is because then that's a different discussion.
Don't do that.
And and Layla Rahimi is here.
I did like the Sky's Twitter account. They were like, so about those me bounds. Pretty funny.
And wow, what an extra
treat.
Special treat.
Wow.
We have Grody time! That's Grody in the house!
Blocking out the sun. David Haw is here. If you didn't know, it's Monday and Haw is... Was that the first time you've used that today, or did you get one in earlier?
No, I did not. The first time on the sun one, yeah.
Okay, all
yeah.
Right, nice. No, nice. Like, yeah. I've come to expect that kind of thing out of you, so when...
A little punny?
When it does happen...
But you did call her Eclipse earlier.
I did not.
I like that.
Happened? I did not.
I said he called her Eclipse earlier.
I did not.
Angel Rees.
An Eclipse?
Because she blocks out the sun.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow. Yeah,
how you doing, Grody?
I'm doing great.
I don't know if he's doing great.
I mean,
doing great.
Wait, why wouldn't I be doing great?
He's doing great.
Well, that one kind of went, you know, much like the sun, it went over your head.
It did. No doubt about it. It took a second to get there, but we got it. It absorbed. It's Monday for everybody.
It's Monday for everyone.
Use protection.
Right. Yeah. Use protection. You're talking about from the sun.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I needed a clarification as well. So
I mean,
we're off to
summer.
A rip-roaring start here on this Monday.
I love it.
See what I bring?
This is the Grody edge. That's what I'm talking about.
The Grody edge.
I bring a certain edge to this show. That's right.
Good weekend for the Cubs. You agree, Grody?
I do agree. I do agree. 3 out of 4 is really good. That's, I mean, you expect the Cubs to either do that or sweep, and they did that. They took 3 out of 4, even though it's kind of been a bit of a struggle, I guess, so to speak, getting there against a bad team. But, yeah, after all is said and done from the last 4 days, I feel pretty good still about the Cubs, yes.
So on the Grody scale of confidence, what's the Grody scale at?
Wow.
First of all, is it 1 to 10? Is it 1 to 5? And what's the number?
7 bears.
And is it numbers? yeah, 7 bears, exactly.
Yeah, in bear scale, where are you at?
Is it cubby bears? Is it cubby bears? Is that what I'm giving out? I mean, confident relative to what? I'm very confident the Cubs are going to win the division this year. I'm very confident that they're not going to actually get a threat from anybody before this year is over. I do feel that they're going to pull away. So confidence very high there. In terms of like what we really have to look forward to now is, can the Cubs do damage in the postseason? Can they, from here forth, start to set their team up to be in a position to actually win games in the postseason?
I feel like we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. There are still very many games that you played against teams named the Brewers.
There will be 2 teams in town this week in Chicago that might have something to say about
that. Yeah, I was going to say, I got 3 games for you where you might, find out some stuff.
The Sox and the Cubs both have home series beginning tomorrow.
There's a lot of schedule weirdness. You guys nailed it with the Father's Day lack of games as well.
Yeah, that was weird. Is there a possibility of a double header?
Oh, because of rain.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you know, the rain. What day did I say it was going to rain? Wednesday?
Yes.
Tuesday. Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think it's going to rain both days. And Wednesday. I think 80% is Wednesday.
Okay.
Sounds bad.
I gave up. Like, we're still in winter as far as I'm concerned.
I mean,
it finally got hotter.
Kind of. It's supposed to get warmer this week until you look at your weather app again, and then it's going to be like, oh, did we say 90? We meant 70.
I am really looking forward. Rain notwithstanding, I'm really looking forward to the next 3 days from pitching matchup standpoints. I want to see this Jacob Mizorowski kid. And the fact that Tyone has to go up against him, that's interesting to me.
That's a good
one.
That
guy's throwing not even gasoline. What is that? That's like some combustible element I don't even know about. Yeah.
How many games back are the Brewers after this series? Right now, Haw, the Cubs are 5.5 games back.
Are they 8 bears back?
I'm sorry,
back?
Milwaukee.
You
I'm sorry,
just
they're 5.5 bears back.
The Brewers are no threat.
That's why I'm asking you.
I'm not worried about the Brewers.
I just
I'm
asked
worried
you a
about
question.
The Mets. I'm worried about the Dodgers.
I want to see what
Marshall
happens.
Marshall and I are a little concerned.
How many runs are they averaging over the last 10 home games? I know you guys talked about that.
2.9.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned.
That's not enough.
Yeah, with Freddie Peralta.
Brewers are 5.5 back.
So
they're
you're with
lose
me,
two out of three.
You're with me, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're like,
so
okay,
be
so I'm sorry.
And a half back.
Yeah.
That's what I just
said. I'm going to give you two time to talk about this during our break so we can get to the show on time.
They've got things to do.
So we are talking about the Cubs for the first 2 segments at 10, but also just the White Sox past series as well. Will Venable making himself heard in that first inning, so heard. We will discuss that, touch on it. The Matt Eberflus audio, joining a podcast, acknowledging reports about Caleb Williams and film watching earlier, so we have to play that, of course. Trista Crick at 11:25 to talk about the NBA, because we got a finals game coming up. Halftime at 11:45. 5 on it is at noon. We will discuss the Billy Donovan extension reports and talk about a very special event in Chicago sports history that happened over the weekend. Cody Decker is with us at 1 to talk more baseball.
All right, guys.
Have a great show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.